the infrastructure, the furniture that characterizes an environment, a territory, or a place. Genesis, quickly. Amen, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 28, please turn with me. Verse 10. Are you with me? So we are looking at territorial infrastructure. What are the pieces of spiritual furniture that make up a territory in the spirit? Now, Jacob, verse 10, Genesis 28, verse 10. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on it, and the top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest, will I give it. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Now, let me stop here for now. Now, let's try to couple the scripture together. The first thing I want to draw our attention to, are you still with me? First thing I need to draw our attention to in this scripture is the fact of our spiritual senses, or the fact about our spiritual senses. Just like your natural senses, before, when you were in your mother's womb, you, at 9 months, you had an eye, you had an ear, had ears, had a nose. But those senses were not functional in the womb. The senses became functional when you were born. Is that true? But you had an eye in the womb. But the eye had no need, or you did not have a need of the eye as long as you were still in the womb. The need for the eye came when you were born. Is that true? Good. Now that you are born again, you have spiritual senses. Before you were born again, those spiritual senses were not active, as it were. Alright? Once and again, the devil borrowed those spiritual senses for the purpose of tempting you. Have you ever been tempted before? You have. Now, so that temptation took advantage of your spiritual senses in order to be furnished. So the devil borrowed those senses. It was not the devil that was designed to use those senses originally. So he borrowed them while you were still an unbeliever, using it to tempt you and to create illusions in order to attract you to vanity. But when you became born again, the senses were activated. That is the statement of Jesus. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see senses. The word see in Greek there is perceive, perception. There is a perception that switches on as an accompaniment of your salvation. And that perception is a function of the presence of the indwelling spirit. Are you with me? And so this guy was going, running away from home. And as he was journeying away from home, the Bible says he stumbled upon a certain place. That is to say, he did not know the name of that place as at yet. Are you with me? He was not, by any means, he was not privy to what the location was, the significance of the location, and the name of the location. Those were things he was not privy to, because he arrived at that place when the sun had set. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible was also specific that he took a stone from that place. He did not go to another place to take a stone, but he took a stone from that same place and made it pillow. And then while he was resting in the night, his spiritual senses were activated. You see, just like your natural senses have perception in the realm of the natural. You know the reason why the atheist and the average scientist in the Western world does not believe in the existence of God? You know why? Because they are scientists. Most of them are scientists. And they are using their scientific tools to investigate nature. But you see, the tools of science are not modified to investigate and to probe into the spirit realm. They are only modified to investigate the natural realm. And because they don't have access to the realm that is beyond the natural, they believe that existence ends with that which can be verified in the laboratory. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? All right. So, you see, you need a different set of senses to probe into the realities of the supernatural. So when the guy went to sleep, what God did was that he activated his spiritual senses and he began to see the same place that he saw with his physical senses. Now he's seeing them with another set of senses. And the layout of that place from the spiritual perspective was different from what it was. Where? Are you still with me? Good. Now, I'm carrying you gradually. I want you to see at least four furnitures that form the spiritual composition of a location. There are several places. If you open a shop there, you never profit. Oh my. And from what I saw in Makurdi, many more places are becoming like that. Now, it means there are some spiritual people that have been working over time in Makurdi. Oh my God. There are some seasons where some businesses die, some similar businesses. Like right now, tailoring business is under attack. Okay, most of you have not noticed. Oh, okay. Leave, not today. When we go into prosperity and economics, you will now see the demons, what we call the devourers. The deliverance minister deals with devils. The man in the economic war front deals with what? Devourers. And we need to understand the technology of tackling devourers. So that when people say there's a casting down, because you know how to tackle devourers, you'll be saying there is what? A lifting up. So it's not just enough for you to have all the skills that you have. You also need spiritual technology to conduct environmental sanitation. Are you still with me? So when the guy went to sleep, God came by an act of his own will and activated his spiritual senses. Do you know that when he woke up from his sleep, he said, "Hey, this is a dreadful place." He still called it a place. He doesn't know the name. He said the Lord was in this place. I did not know it. The only way he knew that the Lord was there was when his spiritual senses were activated for him to see the same place from the spiritual realm. Now, so God will have to help you to see that place you went to rent a house from the spiritual realm before you pay money. There are some kind of prayers you have to pray for God to enable the quickening of your spiritual senses to see an environment from the spirit perspective. Just like I said the other day, a witch can be living with you in the house for 2 years. You will not know. Like Undobisi. Was that woman your cousin or your auntie? Your auntie was in the house with them for 2 years. Deeply in witchcraft. They didn't know. I don't know what they did that she began to confess that she they fly. Oh, they fly. I don't see myself. They go, they fly. Meresa Maya Kuna Manto Ige Ma Ige. May God cut off every flying personality.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, so you can be living with a witch and not know. And if God wants you to know, many times what he does is that he takes you to a high place in the spirit. Why does he take you? He takes you high to understand something that is operating. Never forget. The fact that you are close to something physically doesn't mean you are close to it spiritually. Me, oh, I am dead. And my life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. You will travel far to see me. You will travel far to strike me. And as long as I don't observe lying vanities, my message before the Lord will not be forsaken. Now, so, a lot needs to happen for you to see the environment. God needs to activate your spiritual sense. And if your spiritual senses are not activated, you are blind about the matter. You don't know what is happening. You are part of an election that is rigged. It's rigged. The ballot box has been stolen, and you are there with your voter card. Now, you see, when we counsel people, are you with me? I have about 13 to 15 years of counseling the body of Christ. And I've counseled in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Now, so when we put... please, stay with me. When we summarize counseling needs in Nigeria, you know what I realize? I realize that the average Nigerian Christian doesn't understand his spiritual senses. So, most of our evaluations of a situation is based on natural investigation. It's based on events and happenings. It's based on cause and effect. Most of our investigations do not probe deeply into the realm of the spirit to see the matter. From where? From the spirit realm. That's the accurate, truthful perspective. And God, wanting to help this young man, decided to activate his spiritual senses. And guess what he saw? Now, first of all, he saw a ladder. A ladder. Actually, you know, I hope you know that the ladder ascended into heaven. And then at the top of the ladder, it was the Lord himself that was standing there. Now, that was a potter. A potter. It's just that none of my keyboard men is here today. Yes, my guitar man is here. We can create a potter. Hallelujah. Now I'm still on ground. But I can, if they do their, fulfill their ministry. Now, many times people have seen me in visions in the service like this. When I finish teaching and I want to go up to begin to see vision. Because what happens to me when I see vision is that God takes me up into the heavens. So I see from there. Don't think it's from here. No. It's from where? That's why the Bible calls something high praise. High praise is a means of transport. It's a mode of transport wherein God takes you to high places. And in the book of Psalms, there are 15 psalms that are called psalms of ascent. Those psalms are means of transport that move you from the physical location into the supernatural location. And people have seen me in visions as I go. And it's a ladder. They see me climbing a ladder. All right. Joshua, do you have... where is your guitar? Bring it. Strike a chord there. Strike. Let's create something. Now, so that ladder you are seeing there is what we call a portal. The first furniture in the spiritual environment of a location is what we call the portal. Now, the portal is an entry point into dimensions in the spirit. Oh, my. Are you with me? The portal is an entry point into what? Dimensions in the spirit. Now, the reason for which portals exist is covenants and altars. Now, Abraham was the one that was responsible for the fabrication of that portal in the book of Genesis chapter 26, 28. And what he did was that in that same location where his grandson came to sleep that night, he had installed an altar. In fact, one of the stones of that altar was that which his grandson used to sleep. That was why he was connected intrinsically with that which his grandfather did. His grandfather came to that location and he opened the website unto God. He consulted with God. He conferred with God. He interfaced with God and he cut covenant with God. And in that same location, God gave him promises. And now it was his grandson's time and turn to inherit the same promises that God had given unto his father, his grandfather, that he did not have time. I hope you know men, mortality, right? God makes an eternal covenant with you because you accessed him. You found favor with him. All right? And because our own time will be expended on earth, one of your line will come and inherit your covenant. That's how it works in the realm of the spirit. You know, the other day I said God is not so much of a pioneer. And that's why there are two Adams in the Bible. Just two Adams. First Adam and what? And the last Adam. Because God doesn't need to pioneer. You can inherit a covenant that extends the operation of God and the dealings of God on a man into a generation. Because what God promised that man is supposed to feature in a generation. But the man did not have time to fulfill all that God promised him. So people will have to inherit his covenants and inherit his agreements with God. Hallelujah. And suddenly, this guy was the one chosen by God to inherit the covenants of his grandfather. He thought he was running from home, but he did not choose where he would sleep. It was God that chose that it would be that spot of covenant that he will come to find his rest. Many times you think your will is so strong. Forget about your will. Jonah thought he was running from God. Abi? Running. But the extent to which he could run was the extent to which God allowed him. And then in the fullness of time, Jesus made reference to his running. That as the Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so would the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth. So in his running, he just created a prototype that Jesus would make reference to. So that your will, you think I'm the master. Controlling things and manipulating you. And the guy was manipulated to a spot where his grandfather had a covenant with God. Hallelujah. And it was because of that sacrifice that his grandfather offered that a portal was created. And that portal that was created, which was represented by that ladder, that portal was never shut many, many years after the grandfather had died. So the first infrastructure in the territory is a portal. You need to know which portal is open over your home. If it's a demonic portal or a divine portal. You are not with me. The moment you pack into a house, people just start falling sick randomly. And this one is recovering, this one is going down, this one is recovering. It's in need of environmental sanitation. There's a portal. There's a portal opened over that landscape that needs to be checked. And it will take a wise man that has the name of Jesus to sanitize that place and to shut down that portal. But if you don't know what you are contending with, you'll be shadow boxing. And that's what the devil wants you to do. Now, the Bible, Paul was speaking, and Paul said, I do not fight as one beating the air. Shadow boxing is one of the things that the average Christian does because he doesn't have insight. The cure for shadow boxing is divine revelation. And so you must investigate to find out which portal is open over where you are staying. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, ya kumba, alemo, Korea. There's a ladder. There's a ladder here. Huh? Very easy for you to transport when you're in the tent. The best atmosphere I have seen in preaching is here. Got that ladder. Reaches high. In fact, the angle is obtuse. Hallelujah. And you can reach into the heavens as fast as possible. Aided by the Holy Ghost. How many of you have seen yourself in a dream and you were so active, you were destroying things? When your spirit is in good shape, it's in the best shape, you are like an athlete in the spirit. You are agile, full of power, full of might. That's how your spirit works. That's how your spirit is. So a portal, the first furniture in the territory. Second, hallelujah. What created that portal was an altar. An altar. That's what created the portal. If there was no altar, there would be no portal. The next thing in that environment is an altar. Even though the altar physically had been raised down, the implication of the altar was still existing. So there was an altar in that location that was responsible for the portal. If there is a portal, then there's an altar. If there's an altar, there's likely to be a portal. Do you understand that? So if the portal is demonic, it means that the altar is demonic. If the portal is divine, it means that the altar is divine. So once you deduce a demonic portal, you must understand that that portal was erected, was created by a demonic altar. So you know you are contending with an altar. And we have a mandate from the word of God to pull down the altars of darkness. It's a mandate. You don't need another calling in the Bible or an impression from the Holy Ghost. It's a mandate. It's captured in scripture. That we pull down altars. How do you do it? We pull it down. So you say, I pull down this altar in the... And instantly it is raised down. Because at the mention of the name of Jesus, if it's mentioned, if it's uttered accurately, the resultant effect is that knees should bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things beneath the earth. So we have what? An altar. Then we have what? A portal. Let's go back to the script. Hallelujah. Do you notice something in the reading? That how was the movement of the angels? They were not descending and ascending, they were ascending and descending. What was propelling their movement was from the earth. It was the altar that was responsible for their movement, that initiated the transaction. So it's the earth that initiated what? The transaction. And if you were in the conference and the Bible study we did, we said earth regulates heaven. How many of you were here? We say earth does what? Regulate. The Bible says, and they that fear the Lord, they speak one unto another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. It started from earth. It engaged heaven. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was opened unto them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And then heaven now took up the battle. And God said, there shall be mine, said God, in the day that I make my precious jewels, and I shall spare them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him, and thou shalt return. In the earth has come again. You see, you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth me and between him that serveth me not. It was earth that started it. The Bible says, if two shall agree on earth, as touching everything that they may ask, it shall be done by my Father that is in heaven. It was earth that started it. It is earth that regulates heaven. If you do nothing, heaven will do nothing. Please help me preach to your neighbor. If you do nothing, heaven will do nothing. And that's why the angels were ascending and what? Descending. Ascending and what? Descending. Because of the altar. The altar was a human initiative to engage the superlative and the supernatural. It was a human intention to engage and to contract heavenly intervention. It began on earth. And that's why the protocol of movement is ascending and what? And descending. Now, so we have a portal, we have an altar. Now, you see, but when there is a portal, there is a traffic. There's a traffic. So the first furniture there is the altar. Then if the altar prospers, it creates a portal. If the portal is effective, then there is a traffic. Now, if it's a divine portal, then there'll be traffic, so trafficking of angels. If it's a demonic portal, then there is a trafficking of what? Of demons. And you know the symptoms that find expression when demons are trafficking all kinds of infirmity. You wake up drained. Have you slept somewhere before and you woke up tired as if you fought? Where you stayed was a dreadful place, a strange place. My in-laws built a house in Ibadan, somewhere in Ibadan. Then we went there, me, my wife, and I guess Joshua was there. We prayed in the place. And then for many years, nobody, no occupant. And so one of us here, Susan particularly, was going to stay in Ibadan. We now say, all right, our people have a house there. We would like you to stay there. So we made the connections, and she now began to stay there. And then when she slept there, because the place is furnished, it has two parlors, I think. Two parlors, furnished, all the rooms furnished, the kitchen is furnished. Just move in. Glory. Is that not something worthy of a testimony? just take your bag and check in. And when she checked in and slept, she saw that she was so like on the highway in her dream. And people were crossing her, pounding yam by the side, but everywhere. The place was like a highway. There were activity everywhere, pounding yam, holding meetings. And some people were sitting this side of her bed, and then they were discussing. She was the table in between. They were then she woke up and said, this is a dreadful place. But you see, the portal there was demonic. You can erect a house that is well blended with colors. You see, the orange, the yellow. But when your spiritual senses are activated, you will know whether it is cast. It is cast in the midst of a traffic. I don't know. I think it's Joe or somebody. He said he went somewhere and slept. And when he dreamt as if he was on the highway. Vehicles, lorries. And all kinds of things were in transit. He was a potter. Please help me tell your neighbor, your eyes are blind. If all you see is what your eyes tell you, then you are blind. So that was when the legacy of prayer that is here, that Susan was brought into, she remembered that anchor. She wanted to behave like a sissy. When she now discovered that there are movements around where she's and she doesn't have money to go and secure another accommodation, she has to conduct environmental. She began to pray in the night and labor. And when she cleared the environment and sanitized it, she was going to work one morning, and one old woman called her and said, Susan Alagbara. Now, I don't know the meaning of that, but we need somebody that,
You have power.
Oh, you say, Susan, you have power. Now, how do we sanitize the environment? It's by power. Alagbara. If you like, go there without Alagbara. A missionary in Taraba went to Benin for mission work. So it was the chief of the village that gave her a little house. So that after the day's work of preaching and evangelism, she could retire into that little place. She came back tired, like 9 p.m. and just fell on the bed and slept. She woke up by 2 p.m. outside. Under a tree outside. Aya morese na. By 2 p.m. she woke up. Side. 2 a.m. I know what they were so kind. They dropped her lamp with her outside. You will need it. That was what they were saying. they transported her lamp with her. She thought it was a house. She didn't know. She was actually on the highway. So they had to remove her from the highway. You are blocking. So they took her away from the highway and kept her lamp. When you wake, you will need this. We are not here for you. Just leave the road. That's it. For the highway too. She woke up outside by 2. Some people went to preach in a village. Some young teenagers went to preach in a very terrible village. And in the night when they were sleeping, after they had prayed, one of the ladies, in her sleep, she felt somebody was dragging her hair, So, you know, when you are sleeping and you are awake, you are asleep. So she now said, "Don't leave my hair now." And then when she heard like this, she touched the person's hand. And the razor blade that the person took to cut her hair in the spirit, she retrieved it into the physical. Ah, I know you don't believe that. But I'm telling you practical life stories. They wanted to cut her hair in the spirit. Through spiritual means, she laid hold of the razor blade and it was a physical blade. You know my friend Pastor Gideon went to preach in Ogugu. For those of you that know Kogi State, there's a place called Ogugu. The meaning of Ogugu is owl. 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 O-W-L. That's what it means. Now, he went to preach in Ogugu. And for your information, it was Ogugu. He went to preach that his car had an accident. When you go to preach in Ogugu, be prepared for a telex message. They will send you a message. So he went to preach in Ogugu. And he was reading his Bible after the preaching, the ministration. It was in John chapter 10. And then he kept it open by his bedside and slept. And in that room, you will come out of the room. The room is locked. You go through the corridor, open under door, go out before you can use the toilet. You know, village setting, toilets are separate from the house. So he was pressed. So he left his room that was locked, went through the corridor, opened the corridor door, went outside, eased himself, and when he was coming back, he saw his Bible outside. And guess what? The Bible was open to where? John chapter 10. Is that a house? Or a highway? Can you pray quietly? My time is up. I can't go on. Where are we now? What furniture? The traffic. There's a highway. There's a pavilion where movement takes place. After a traffic, the third thing, which is the most terrible one, is a spirit city. But I will not explain that one. The spirit city. I will not explain that one. But it's in my tips. I've spoken about it before. Somebody woke up and she retrieved the razor blade. Yes. The razor blade was invincible in the hand of him that held it. But she was able to touch the hand and she held onto the blade and the person left the blade. And it was a physical blade. They wanted to cut her hair so that when you wake up in the morning, your hair is shaved. If all the intercessors wake up and they see you shaved, if their faith too will go down. It was a highway. We want to pray. You know the prayer? That your sleep will not be ordinary again. You know the first man that sleep, the Bible says God put Adam into a deep sleep. But when Adam was sleeping that sleep, his spiritual senses were open. And that was why when he woke up from the sleep, he said, "Now is the bone of my bone." He saw the surgery that God conducted while he was where? Asleep. But you sleep and you sleep. And the sensors switch off. The meter that was running is switched off. The spiritual blood pressure switch off. And you are just there. May the Lord help us tonight. So that your sleep will be a rest of the body, but an enlightenment of the spirit. Where secrets that God cannot show you in your busy schedule as a pharmacist. You are doing dispensing. You are doing. I know you can see some revelations there, but there are some things you can't see in detail. And God now brings you under the influence of a deep sleep, so that your body becomes rested and burdened. But He now enlightens your spirit like a lamp, And then you see the very location that you have stayed for 2 years, and you will not recognize it. I would like you to pray. If you need to start, sit or stand, no problem. But you want to ask God, can you pray this prayer from your heart? You don't need to shout. Give me the sleep of the prophets. It is actually an enablement that you require in order to sanitize the environment wherein you are domiciled. Give me the sleep. That the prophets slept. The prophets were more dangerous when they slept than when they were awake, because they saw in detail. They saw in detail the things that they could not see in the daytime. God opened them up. He opened their capacities. He triggered up their spiritual senses so that they can see. There are things that we need to see. Aita bogana sebri gavadala marakatando. Merosi kabale keprasketosa nala barakanda. Bai sanago badus kabreta bata. Govene zalika panda baboya. Mahasata branda babora kapes konvre halabadia. Esiga banto sana manda rika pene kaseli. Ekabasumbria la babosaka panda babose neketelia. Ezelo mandes kope na kaparasinda. Ekaparasinda, ekaparasinda. Eskova la tabranda baba hekatali manda. Logres kande selekada. Lo barakute maskaila. Bande le babosi. There are secrets that you need to peep into. There are things that you need to hear. Whispers from different places that you need to hear from the Lord. Give me the sleep of the prophets, that I might know who wants to hurt me, who wants to attack me, who wants evil and misfortune to come to me, that I will see plainly and receive wisdom by your spirit. Oh God, and whispers from eternity, we can understand things that we have not been taught. Oh God, bless us with this gift. Bless us with this gift, that we might become truly wise, to understand mysteries, to understand things that were held secret since the foundation of the world. Kaboramasinda babataya. Zalebros ketam barakala barakatele mokombe. Before you take a decision about that trouble, make sure you see it from the Spirit. See it from the Spirit. It might be an assignment. It might be something that God has called you to do. Don't quit until you have seen, until the eyes of your understanding have been enlightened. God is calling us to the higher land. And I'm seeing someone here. God has been using you, showing you things in your dreams. You have come under attack, and that channel has been shut. You can ask God tonight, open that channel, open that channel, open that channel again, open that channel again. If you move into a new place, you need to sanitize it and raise and erect an altar of the Lord, so that there can be a portal open to the legions of angels, a traffic, a civilization, a spirit city, where angels, where God can come and move amidst, where the voice of God will not be scarce, where the scriptures will not be a dead book, but it will be a living book, speaking words of life, speaking words of life. And there is a priesthood that is set up, a priesthood that is living, that can regulate the environment, regulate the territory, regulate the place, regulate the infrastructure, regulate the lives of men. Oh God, we ask
Give us this gift. Ah! O mantaye so mekezeli brakosa pala da kabande escovenata malateko skande lebede kesahada aika masanda baborea rakasela bota maskanda babarata makayato se esgombranta la babodia kapara jamalanton kambete katate lokeparu asila rakapena masanta agayato skembradila alabasento malatala ekabreska balato salabata e congande sanabante e cabenzolo bocoria a celebata a caia somba te che napalato e sopre e scapendo sabala open the window soca open the windows Kovo saya kanda latos sakuna ebrekete mantala babokotala brasketa mando sata barakata yakapate skomvela likamansolo broko satula akayatos kembreze neke palato esopriala bakata. Command that stream to open again. Demons have shut it down. Demons have shut it down. Command it to open. Command it to pop open in the name of Jesus. Ala mama ya tomana kambe ya mama. Amala solabo balakaya ma. Ala masa namarato banamana kaya mama. Samina kombre salabo babe na daya kumbi. Aila mama salabo gaba saya tuma dia mama la. Aila baraso bale 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 sele kali mama moliga bagana haimo. Kia mama sato bagada la berakuni masalabuna. I am an asela boga mahile. Amahile. Siamare, siamale, siamale, kumaria, la 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 la. Siamala kumeneza kumu. Aila mada kosena hila kunemele. Amahana. Call upon him right now. Call upon him, call upon him, call upon him, call upon him. Let the vistas be open. Let the vistas be open. Let us see through the Holy Ghost. Let us understand by the Spirit. Let the Lord light our candle. Prescofanila Braskaila Bahombre. Koveneski Vahatabo Branta Salapata Kelobali Kamande. Labro Santen Zozo Makapele. Braskovanaski Brandalia Avanatala Bokombe Leskede Breskete Makayatosa la Tetebala Makayatosa la Tetebala Braskataila Bakotambre Sahika Makayatoske Bre Makayatoske Bre, so that you can see danger before it comes, so that the Word of God, the Scriptures can be lightened. It can become a living book, speaking directly to you. Thus saith the Lord. Kovasi, kovasi, ekabanda, zagabala tatalia, eskombele, tatakura bakanda, efreskendo, sekebadwa. Ansamoga baratala bakatala 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 sanda babodokote agabalata dekotamina ebreskenda baratalia ansamoko preskatela rakabayakota bakatali bakonde esema 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 Esesedetala Braskataliba Konga Bande Akambo Samena Ekobashika Braskada Ebregedela Bagodogodola Agadoska Mantala Babalatalia Esozaila Tale Mokomba Agabaya Takuna Tantelia Agabaya Tabranta Babolo Konga Azia Kantela Akabele Tende Soma Abraskaya Tonde Agabanta Branda Babola Talekala Rakasa Amena Rakasa Amena Mayato Mayato Mayasanda Tolia Ekabali Makombraskala Bakodo. He wants to begin again. He wants to start again. As you take charge of your environment, you take charge of your environment, you take charge of your locality, you take charge of the place, you bring down the altars that demons have raised. You bring down, and you shut out every demonic portal, everything that brings demonic presence around your life. You shut it down in the name of Jesus. You break the hold of the devil. Yakabontala, yakamana sekabata, yakazozenata, yakamalakoria salabata, aika baboko koso bondo. Yes, we will rise by power. We will rise by the Holy Ghost. We will rise by wisdom. Because God is on our side. God has spoken a word over your life. And He is not a man that He should lie. He is not the son of man that He should repent. Take back the environment. Take back the atmosphere. Take back the territory. Take back the place. Strangers will not use your sweat to drink wine. Strangers, they will not use your virtues, they will not use your strength to drink wine. This is the day of the Lord. You need to make demands on heaven. Make demands on the power of God. Make demands on the grace of God. Give us eyes in the spirit. Aina momena sika barakada. Aina salaboke presketa mandoma. Erekos kama. They say when you that the office, your new office, that the first person that came there died on the seat. The second person that came there died on the seat. The third person that came there died on the seat. Well, he became crippled. Oh my God. You need to sanitize the place. You need to sanitize. There is an altar that must fall. Kove sanamanda. Saikapata boko rosene. Ah, na, mama. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Take authority right now. Take authority right now over the environment of your household. And in the name of Jesus, dispense the demons. Dispel the demons. Take charge of the environment. Every form of demonic oppression that is tied to that location, you want to bring an end to it by your authority in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. You want to begin a business, you begin to pray and take advantage, take authority over the location of the takeoff of that business. Everything that brings things down, you want to shut it down. You want to shut it down. Every power that operates in the vicinity of your house, of your location, you want to come against it. We have authority in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Every contention in the environment, There's agitation, there's contention, there's agitation and contention. You want to come against it right now? In the name of Jesus, pull down the stronghold of the devil. Pull down the altar of the devil. Pull down the advantage that the kingdom of darkness has in the environment. Every installation, every infrastructure that aids the devil, that aids, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, something is coming down. Something is coming down. Something is coming down. I can feel it in my spirit. 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 It's coming down. 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 That which held you, that which wants to suffocate you, it's coming down right now. I can feel it in my spirit. I can feel it in my spirit. Something is coming down. The Lord is arising. He's waking up in power. He plucks his hand from off his staff. God is about us. Alelebohosama. Alelebohosama. Agayandosama. Agayekosama. Abreskete balakuda. Abrantaba bodokosadan. Akabeleta sedalianga. And send them the bronto koto bonoto. Agayakuna braskatala baba. Ala mama. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down right now. Pull it down. We are born of God. And the Bible says whatsoever. Whatsoever. Whatsoever is born of God, he overcometh the world. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. For no weapon, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. It's coming down. Yeah. Kabe seneka yata. Rasko banati ala. Bata berekase dobokodo. Belecantelia, Aske Palato, Palataiza, Palatelepata, Palacota, Palasalia, Palabalante, Palategatala, Palatatua, Palatadaila, Palatedeca, Palacota, Palasaka Mantala. It's coming down. Yeah. Sabile to Samatada. Kabres Kayebo Botokonda Mantai Yakamatelebona. You are not defeated. Rise up in your strength. God makes you bold tonight. For some may trust in chariots and others in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Arise from the dust. Arise from the dust and shine. God has proclaimed your day. Ay, 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 ay. Soba kanebo moria. You want to bring down every altar, every wicked altar in the city of Makodi. We were born to rule, we were born to reign, and we have the blessings of our God. We terminate every pavilion, every priesthood. Everything that speaks by a name that is not Jesus. Come down. Come down. Yes. We declare the failure of the spirit of Ramadan. Come down in the name of Jesus. For you have exalted yourself high above the heavens, and your fall indeed shall be great. We bring an end to your dominion. We bring an end to your manipulation. We bring an end to your power. We bring an end to your dominion in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now listen, I see a strange thing. In fact, I've never seen this in all my years in the prophetic ministry. Jesus Christ. That's it. But there's an altar. Listen to me. There's an altar. This altar was formed by the killing and the burial of a young girl. The altar I'm speaking about is the reason for the trouble that one of the families represented here is going through currently. Right? I know you don't believe, but we can prove it. All you need to do for me is to raise your right hand. Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us eyes. We prayed for eyes and you heard us. And you decided to go a step further to show us a secret hidden upon which the authority that Satan has is in a family is based. The legality that entrenches Satan. Thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this insight. Thank you for this insight, Lord. And Father, you reveal a thing that you might bring redemption. And so I ask, Lord, today, because I don't know the family that is implicated by this revelation, you do well to close your eyes. I don't know the family that is implicated. Now, can you bring them? Bring them. Father, if there's any other family that is implicated by this revelation, if there's any other family implicated by this revelation, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us by the anointing. Help us by the anointing. A female child was buried. Yes, a female child. Today, the sanitation of your family will take place today. It has not finished. Father, if there is any family implicated, if there is any family implicated by this revelation, if there is any family implicated by this revelation, if there is any family implicated, Holy Spirit, help us locate them. A serious matter. Serious matter, he said. Listen to me. Listen to me. If while I was praying that prayer, you felt the power of God upon you, join this group. Now, you see, during sanitation, when there is an insight, then we'll use the insight. Right? So we'll use this insight now as touching these people that are standing here. And there'll be total sanitation. Total sanitation. Total sanitation. Just find a place to kneel. Find a place. For those of us that are behind, please. The service has not ended. It's time to pray. You see, for a man to kill a man is an illegality. Now, bring that lady. Bring that lady. She's covered in black clothes. Her soul has been removed from her. Her soul has been removed. But you too, you are not innocent. You will first confess all the rebellion against Jesus. You rebelled against it. Confess it. Talk to me and confess it. Go to the altar and speak to Jesus and confess. All. You can lie down on the altar. Okay? Confess all the rebellion. Every time he stopped you, but you refuse. Alright. Please, we are going to. We are going to pray. You see, it's evil to kill. The first thing we are going to do on the behalf of these ones is that any killing in their family that is bringing judgment to them, we want to ask God for mercy about that bloodshed. Can we ask God for mercy about that bloodshed? Ask God for mercy on their behalf. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. You will see. Most of you will enter into prosperity. That is instantaneous. You will be wondering. Things will just open up for you. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. Alabokomone. Alabarakaseme. Alabarakaseme. Nakurebasika. Atele Bokoria Marakandeli. Zahala Brahaska. Ankabalata Brata Babu. Zebri Alababarabasa. Asking for mercy, asking for mercy. Asking for mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 We ask for your mercy today. We ask for your mercy. For your mercy against this wickedness that was done unto a soul that is innocent. A soul that is innocent. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. In Jesus' name. Now, you see, God has decided to show mercy. Now, Jesus. Now, I'm seeing that some of you are tied. At least, it's more than one. Maybe two or so are tied. So, I want to ask God to loose the ones that are tied on the account of that evil that was done that is transferred to you as judgment. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. On the account of your bountiful mercies, the account of your great love, on the account of the new covenant that offers us forgiveness, we thank you. Lord, having forgiven us, the ones that have been tied on the account of this abnormally, I want to demand that they be loose. That they be loose. Alright, wait for him to come and lose you. Wait for him. Wait for him. Wait for him. Father, those ones died. Okay, he's coming now. He's coming. I'm sensing his finger. He's coming. Those ones that tied. Those ones whose relatives are tied. Those ones that are tied. Now, Lord, I ask that you loose them. 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 Yes. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to ask him to bless. Lord, spread your hands over your people and begin to bless them. For many of them, their businesses have shut down. For many of them, they are struggling. They have not yet been able to attain to their highest potential. Now I ask that you bless their hands. Bless them. Bless their families. Bless them. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Let them shoot out from today into lamplight in the name of Jesus. Bless them this night. Bless them this night. Kuvene kalia koriama sika. Eriama kadebo. Nigamo koria basika mantala babu. Elibalike, elahike, elasopria. Ela brashkatala, ela breketali, ela bruske, ela katabu, ela kurasu, ela kaita. Ela salaba, ela salaba, ela salaba, ela salaba. Asala poco, asala poco. Saka do caria salabanda. Abriga tana calabotaika. In Jesus' name. You may rise. Just give me a handshake. Go back. Receive the blessings of the Lord. Blessings. Blessings. You no longer walk in dry places. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. You not walk in dry places. Enter into fulfillment. The things that God has spoken to you. Time pass.
The judgment has been lifted. Walk into your destiny, into your portion, your provision in God. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. In the light. In the light. In the light. You know, there's something that has never happened to you before. It will happen to you after today. It has never happened. It will happen to you after today. Walk in the light. 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 In the light. In the light. In the light. Walk in the light. In the light. Walk in the light. Let that which was impossible, let it be made possible. Yes, Lord. Let the heavy yoke that was put upon my sister be lifted, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed. Walk in the light. Prosper in all your doings in the name of Jesus. Let that which was impossible be made possible. Let the record be broken in your family. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Ah, you shall no more walk in darkness. You shall no more walk in darkness. Ask him of one thing as I pray with you. Ask him. Father, as he has requested, so let it be. Let it be. Let it be. In the name of Jesus. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Now, you struggled in business before. Go back to the same business. Go back to the same business. God will make you prosper. God will make you prosper. In the name of Jesus. Your future is so bright. But you need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Do not walk in darkness. Lord, bless the work of his hands in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of our hands. Let her walk in the light. The days of darkness, limitation, they are over. The days of manipulation is over from the kingdom of darkness. Now, Lord, I release her into her destiny. Rise, shine, for thy light is come. Walk in the light in the name of Jesus. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I banish fear. I curse fear. I curse fear. Anything that battles with your complex, I curse it. I curse it. I release you. There's much written and spoken about you in the kingdom of heaven. I release you. I release you from the limitations that demons have placed over your life. I release you. I release you. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light in the name of Jesus. Men may have given up. Men may have said hurtful things. But this is not your end. You yet shine. You yet shine. Saith the Lord. You yet shine. You yet shine. You will find that in me you will have no limitation. You will have no limitation. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Blessings, honor and peace in the name of Jesus. Blessings, honor and peace. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Let the hand of God descend on you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I banish the heavy body. I banish the heavy body. I banish. Walk in the light. I remove the bodies. Walk in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. There shall be showers of blessings. There shall be showers. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. I keep seeing one thing anytime I come close to you. One thing. The luggage has been taken away. Yes, yes, yes. I break the yoke. The yoke that was placed on your head. I break it. 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 And I release you from the bodies. I release you from the body. I release you from the bodies. I release you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Okay. You are released. Where is your daughter? I release you from the body. I command the itching in the ears to stop now in the name of Jesus. Bring us. I release you from the heavy body. Let the itching in your ears stop. Let your affliction stop. I release you in the name of Jesus. Release you. I release you. Okay, come. Jesus. Okay, the Lord Jesus will give you a gift. Right? That's what he gave you. You know what he told me? He said, you have not seen what is happening. You know the manifestations in the natural, but you are yet to see it from the supernatural. And as long as you don't see it from the supernatural, you are blind. Any decision you take from the natural is wrong. And so you'll be given a gift so that you can see. So ask him for it. Ask him. If you're asking, touches heaven, he will command me to pray for you. So ask him. You know what? Your gift, you are a dreamer. There's something that is trying to shut your access. Now, you see, now there's a weight. This weight will be put on me and put on you. Yes. A new day rises. The obstacle that is standing before you is hereby removed so that you can gain entrance. You can be ushered. Jesus. Come. Kelemele. Break. Aha. You see, your prayer has reached heaven. That's reached heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you give mommy the equipment. Stop praying, mommy. Prepare your heart to receive. Give her the equipment. Let it be released from heaven. Let it be released. Aha, it's coming. Elam Okaba, Elam Hailata, Eskele Bakando, Alamasika Bahike, Aila Boko. Aha, Iga Tamuno. You will see now. She has received it. Mommy, go. Come. Hallelujah. Now, anywhere you are, can you speak in tongues? We just 5 minutes. Just five. Ah, Emily. Give that baby out and come. My electro parents. Is that man to run back? Ella Kila Branda Baburi Bakas. Mahala Barat. My La Kara Baburi. Yes. What's your name?
Mimi.
What is wrong with you?
Eyo.
Does the sickness have a name?
Yes.
What's the name?
Can't say it.
You can't say it. Okay, can you whisper it? There are many things working here. It's not. Okay. Be led. Don't just move like that. Don't move. Be led. God has given me instruction about this, my water. You have not been giving me water before. Something moves you to give me. When I need it, you now. Can we snatch this lady out of the shackles of death? And she will come out now. Because I have seen it. You see? When you see it, it's no longer at your own expense. It is something that God wants to do. I know you don't believe, but no problem. He has nothing to do with you anymore. But I need your prayer. Right? She will come out now. Mimi, you are coming out now. Can you pray? Bring Mimi out now. Bring her out now. Esia vale toko. Basa la bande karima. Aila barisa mahale boko. In Jesus' name. Father, I break the yoke of infirmity that is hanging over this lady. I call forth Mimi out of the hands of the devil in the name of Jesus. You see, God is even answering before we ask. Let her come out in the name of Jesus. Mimi, trust me, you will not die. You will start getting better from today. Trust me. Because you are out of the cave where you were kept. Sit down. You will start getting better from today. Lord, let that which is closed be open. Yes, it's opening now. It's opening. It's opening. It's opening. It's up, Jesus. Kate lila alabaske. Sahika bahula batwa la. Yes. You have already entered your next level. Now I bless you. I ask that the heavens lift you up. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I stand against anything that holds you down from fulfilling your full capacity and your measure in Christ Jesus. I come against every family-based kind of limitation. I come against every claim in the kingdom of darkness. I present the blood. I present the blood. I present the blood. And I ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing, fresh anointing, will descend upon your daughter to usher her into a new level. Give her a new spirit, a new grace, a new oil in the name of Jesus that will begin to function on her life from today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 A new grace, new anointing. Makori, Makaria, Siakoma, Siakomaya, Siakoske, Ante, Kabe, Bake, Bake, na Siaka. I need oil. Oil. Put some oil there. Put some oil there. You see, time has gone. I have to stop it. Now we'll meet again. Hey! Three of you stand up. What I'm seeing is about one of you. Come. Sorry for your time, okay? Mimi, you will not die. You're on the main road. You're coming home. They took you far. You are coming home already. You are close. You are close. Put some oil. Put some oil. From today, receive that those eyes that will make you see. You will become wise, wiser than your ancestors. Oh my. Now I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I command the limitations, the burdens, roll away. Thank you, Lord. Step into destiny. Step into grace. Function in the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a limiting spirit. When I saw it, It was like a monkey. He changed to a rat. And he started running into. I said, okay. Mirasola, Mirasola, Kaila, Bata, Kaleto, Kisa, Nahabalata. Miraso se, Miraso Kanda, Miraso Kanda, Miraso se, Kabere na Kapatania. Eka pota, kula bakeda minasula. Raso seke mahandeli. If there is any limitation on your life, let it go. Let it go. Mesoli amaha. Raso seke na. Kaila makurima seke. Kasina kode. Kasina kalimo. Miraso sela. Miraso sela. Miraso mante. Miraso kele batwa. Ala kera batwa. Miraso maya, miraso maya, miraso seke, manta, ekopa, ike. You cannot hide. She was meant for the kingdom to be your servant. In fact, she's an intercessor by calling. That's what I'm saying. You're an intercessor. But you see, the things leveled against this lady. She doesn't have the spiritual strength to overcome it. And so I join my faith with your faith. And I stand against the devil. And I command the branch and the root and the stem of limitation in darkness. Let it be removed tonight in the name of Jesus. Now what we are doing is practical. This is called sanitation. Sanitation. When you go home, take the sanitation home. If you are in a yard, some people will come and advise you tomorrow morning. And say, you are a warrior. Let the spirit and the grace of a warrior come upon you. 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 You see, now the door has opened, but we have to go home. It's express now. Express. It's express. It's Mimi. You are almost close to your house now. You will become fat. Fat. Huh? You will be fat again. But vow that you will serve Jesus till the day of your exit from this world. Vow. Make a vow. You don't come to the house of God to die. Can you rise up on your feet? Mommy. Hey. Okay, you come on Wednesday, Abby. Wednesday, you still come on. But I've already seen what I will tell you on Wednesday. Esi, come, Esi. I'm seeing an angel with a bottle. Yamo kando sanamo. The anointing that was supposed to come on you, when they release it, some demons block it. So the angel just got here now. So from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head to the... it's coming. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head, you have not felt the fire for some time. I ask God, Lord, send fire. 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 Yes, the anointing is coming. Send fire. 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 Send 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 fire. Everyone must burn among us. Everyone must burn. Because the least must be as strong as David. As strong as David. Maybe your father died out of a battle. Your husband died. But you will not die. You will not die. What happened to others will not happen to you. Right from that place when men give up on you, you will rise and you will do exceedingly abundantly above the expectations of men. If there is sickness lurking in your life or in your family, I banish that sickness. I banish that sickness. I banish that sickness. I banish it in the name of Jesus.